Did you hear? Well, you use too many prepositions. You must be a liar. Yeah, that's it.
I don't use prepositions. Hey, Bert, could you read that again, and I'll mark her, as you do it slowly, what the parts are.
Okay.
Do that.
All right.
Oh, no, don't do it.
No, we're going to mute Ion. We're muting Ion. Okay, he's muted. We don't need any Ion anymore. I figured it out. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Bob, here we go. Okay, here's Ion's words. Okay, he's talking about secondhand emotion. He says, okay, the first line is a cohesive bond. The inside line is the petals to the lotus flower, as we said before. Okay, that's one part.
Okay, now, let me talk and explain it. So he's talking about frequency, bonding, and emotions, and the ratios between different parts of emotional register, which is a spectrum. Okay?
Wow, Bob. Okay, I'll read the full words because they did bring up spectrum later.
Okay,
later down. So it says, okay, now paralleling the motion to energy or a secondhand emotion, it's one that's already been through the generator. And then they ask me what.
Okay, energy, we have all kinds of images of energy in machines and energy in being. Different qualities of first nature energy and second nature, which is machine energy. And he says that's a bonding, so that's a replay of emotion. He just put in a new word, which triggers off other associations, which confuses the mind, unless you have the integrated warp and woof that I'm just expressing. Right now. Okay, you get that, Bert? He shifted to energy. That has all kinds of associations. And back in 2011, the day before you showed up, he announced that, in answer to James, don't use the word energy, he said. There's no such thing. Well, in light of emotion being frequency, you can drop the word energy if you know about the role of emotion as a frequency bond. But then when people start being allergic to energy, then you bring it back in. I bring it back in to basically confuse people, but you have to know why it can be brought back in, because it includes all disciplines of knowledge and their categories in the warp and woof of describing the bonding and disconnecting action of frequencies, which is what we call tactility, right? The blocking and merging of emotion. What's next? What's the next line?
They ask me what is a field generator, and I give my, that is a portable generator, and I says, no. This field generator is the cause of an electro field. So if we said it another way, we would also call it a plasma field.
Okay, so he's taking different kinds of machines, modern machines, and modern concepts of electrical fields, but he's really talking about emotional still. Remember, emotion is in matter, and emotion, it comes out of Coldplay. He doesn't say that there. He's getting you locked into mechanical metaphors there, right?
Right. Okay, and then this is where we got into speaking about secondhand emotion, and then you asked me a question, what is a secondary emotion? And Ion said, no, secondhand emotion. And then Ion said, spectrum and reality.
Ah, spectrum. That's technologies. Reality is largely technologies or social mortar for people. That's what's real, their emotional interaction with other people through modern media. Okay? So reality is media, and it's a spectrum from pre-Gutenberg, Gutenberg to post-Gutenberg. Different emotions, different frequencies, which evoke different machines. The electric age created a whole bunch of new kind of emotions or frequencies that caused new kinds of machines to be made.
Mm-hmm.
That they couldn't have in the Gutenberg field generation. You see how I'm jumping from one category discipline to another?
Yes, but that symbolizes the electric age.
Yep, and that's Finnegan's Wake or Pound's Cantos.
Yes. So then the other words Ion said is the spectral field is something you can see, but it may not be real or in your reality. You may believe something to be true and have an emotional response to something that's a goddamn lie, and yet it becomes a part of your...
That's all talking about That's talking about the Gutenberg galaxy environmental effect once you're in the electric. And people still think the Gutenberg is real. Once they understand it was a certain area generation of emotions, then they can adapt it to the electric difference. But if you don't know the difference, you'll get stuck in the past and think that's real. And it's not real, the Gutenberg frequencies, through the electric frequencies. Not as real, because electric frequencies are more present. You get that, Bert?
Yes, and it goes fits right into what the next set of words. And Ion says, and yet, that becomes a part of your coefficient, and it doesn't change anything. It sets a tangent, and that's how you can get deluded.
Right. Now he's brought in mathematics, another way to talk about the frequency ratios and perspectives. That's why the Forex formula works, because it involves frequencies, which are measured mathematically as trigonometry or geometry. You know, geometry is the frequency visualization mathematically back in the era of Ptolemy, you know, the Greek era. But trigonometry comes in with the printed, more abstract printed book, frequency, energy, generator, warp and woof. Okay? Then the electric age computerizes math.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm talking about cohesive bonding and the discontinuous nature of it, which reflects the mind getting stuck in categories like Scott and then holding up the categories too long. You got to be able to give up the categories, especially in this time, as the Evergreen said, of Second Coming, which is a time of perpetual change. So, it's not a thinking man's game anymore, because you can't hold any concepts long enough to become a belief system, which happened in the Gutenberg age. So that's a more solid, heavy material. That's heavy, man. When people would say opinions in the 60s, if they started talking and echoing Gutenberg wisdom, people would go, that's heavy, because that's what the Gutenberg frequency was. It locked people down into solid books, what appeared to be solid, but then they melted in the electric age. And then they disappeared under quantum levels that Croker talks about, that what you thought you saw, you didn't, because you never heard what you thought you heard. That's where we're at today. So there's nothing.
Yeah, and I mentioned the quantum, they had some type of definition of the quantum field earlier to be interesting to go back and listen to, because they outlined something involving the quantum field earlier.
See, I remember Buzz Kosin back in 2010. He freaked when Ion defined something basic, and he mixed in emotions and machines.
I remember that.
And he, you don't mix in psychological qualities when describing matter or machines, whatever Ion was describing. Right. That was too much for Buzz. But now we know why that is accurate, what Ion's doing.
Yes.
If you accept that frequencies are emotions, and matter includes emotion. You know, there'd be an argument today between those objectivists versus the subjectivists. So McLuhan said the objectivist stands naked before the world, and the subjectivist puts the world on as his clothes. So those are interesting if you bring in the frequency metaphors that Ein talks about. The difference. Anyways, there is a degree, when you block, you're becoming objective. When you merge, you're becoming subjective. And you allow the others, frequency, emotional, matter, hallucination, Julian Jane's chaos, come into you. Which all psychic coaches, as Worcester would say, you don't take on the person's disease. You don't take on their problems. And that's mixed up with empathy, and everybody runs around trying to be empathetic, and that's an electric effect, which makes you too extreme on the involved nature of the spectrum of emotion. So McLuhan knew there had to be detachment, and he said the book was the medium of detachment, so he says, how can we use the book to detach people from the electric involvement? And he decided Finnegan's Wake was the perfect book because of its mysterious no content and showing all these factors. It's describing the quantum era where there's no content because we never saw the content because we didn't hear what the content said. that's spinning its wake. And so McLuhan took that nothing, this book, and made a new book and called it Media Ecology, which just reflected the nothingness of spinning its wake. But he got you reading the book, which created a little, what he called a carapace, a shield from the electronic involvement. So then Ralph Nader comes along and says, get involved, get political, we can form a huge populist third party and take over that super mass man involvement. And then McLuhan, as a warning, said, well, don't get too involved, because then you got mob rule. So he said, well, I'll stand back and be a 19th century detached guy as a put-on, as an anti-environment to your over-involvement. Now, if we turn off electric media, we wouldn't be super involved, then you'd be an emotional poet. McLuhan would turn into an emotional poet that balances off the 19th century detachment that print media created. See?
Yeah.
No, I just explained the modern wisdom of post-ion involving ion's language. Now we'll listen to ion's tirade. I'll unmute him. He'll be very pissed off. Yes, ion, you can unload now. Silence is equally unloading. That means he's all pissed off, right? Ain't gonna talk to her. Anyways, what I said makes sense in the process of saying it. I don't care what I said now. It'll be a new bunch of words. It'll evoke another bunch of words, depending on the situation, whether I want to engage or not. But what I said made perfect sense if you know ion stuff and all the other stuff on my chart. Then you can follow it. Right, Heather? Let's see how RA and OR are doing. Look at this. Ralph says Bob's getting quite emotional. No, I'm not getting emotional. I'm getting passionate, involved. But it's a clear emotion, if any. Because I'm riding it. Perfectly detached, emotional. That's what I'm doing. Nick, praise Bob. Who has notes? Anyways, that's awesome explanation, says Roy. Yeah, they're getting it. Or says Bob's going to mute Ion and tell everyone what he is saying. Yeah, what I'm saying. But I'm explaining what Ion's saying. And Sider admits. Sider capitulates. He goes, nice, Bob, nice. So what do you say, Ion? Where do we go next? What's some new emotions?
Well, you don't need us anymore. You tell them.
I told you to get all emotional about it.
We're going to eat.
I didn't need you 5 minutes ago. We would like you to join back in.
In Chinese yellow, and when you need a knife and a fork to eat.
No, we need you in the sense that you register the new emotions.
Pineapple is good.
Yeah.
You do it layers.
You know that.
Like the rainbow. So when light goes through, it's like you're eating a prism. It breaks down light. Because light is a field generator itself.
Yeah.
Light makes light itself.
See, now listen to that. Listen to that frequency talking about frequency there.
We do that frequently.
Yeah. That was a very good statement, Aya. That evoked new emotions. Let's see who responds.
And Jello.
No.
Very good.
Capitulate. We have a new person. When you're too clever by half. Ah, but see, I dropped it. I wasn't trying to be clever. I was just being a good musician. In pitch. In tune.
Bob wasn't trying to be too clever by half. He was just trying to be half.
That's right. Just half the spectrum. So Carol's gone to bed. So
yeah,
are you finished, Bert? Do you want to do any more?
Ever had lemon macaroons made with lemon curd?
Okay, look,
amazing.
Now that, see, now this is key here, Bert. What is food? Food is emotion for people, right? Different emotional states for different kinds of diets and that. So that's why Ayn slips into the food metaphor, as he just did. That's another way to talk about emotional engagement. Don't they say that people eat food emotionally?
Food eats them. But what we do it for is you get a real smart one like Scott. You get a real, real smart one like Scott. We can still make his mouth water like Pavlov's dog. Doesn't matter how smart they are. It doesn't take long till they come back to the based vibrational frequencies more frequently than they frequent.
Right. Okay, so, the food thing is the same as I am quoting TV shows or musicals or music. It's part of the sensory interaction. Multiple sensory interaction using all the senses. You know, they say people, when they get disturbed, they'll eat a lot, right? And so that's the emotion eating them up. Oh, by the way, Scott left. He couldn't take this detached analysis of himself. unless he's...
Why don't people still watch Barnaby Jones?
See, there's an emotion.
Yeah, there's another one, though.
Yeah, another emotion brought to... me and Chad used to complain during Revelation rewrite, you're just throwing images at us.
Images,
I have a more comprehensive... The word image is a simple term for all the range of the emotional cohesive bonding and separating that we just went through. That's what I am throwing at. It's not images, but the whole spectrum.
And that's ring 12.
No, that's actually more like Kojak, Bob. That was more like Kojak.
I agree.
That's a different kind of detective show.
That's right. And what did you just say, Bert?
Right.
You said it's 12? What's 12?
That's ring 12 has all the ratios and all the motions.
Right. All the mathematics. Hyper-specialization and detached left hemisphere stuff. So McLuhan quotes Ezra Pound at the end of The Medium as a Massage where he says, I must have been mad. I was speculating on the velocities of all the foam and the waves as I watched the water. That's where you get with magazines.
Yeah. That was like Arn on La La. Remember Betty White used to call
You see?
But
he knows how to quote more than anybody emotional frequencies of different shows and different moods. What McClung
called
mood mud.
Remember Arn on L.A. Law?
No, I never watched L.A. Law. I never watched that show.
That's got to go top of the list. Fuck the tribes of Europa. You got to go to L.A. Law.
The tribes are chemical body stuff. You got the tribes of TV. I mean, don't forget Mary Hartman, man.
Mary Hartman. Yeah.
So you start listing off about, this is what Joyce is doing for this week. You take two pages and list off a million things because that's what you can use to evoke things. He's evoking. He's just demonstrating the evocation process.
Yeah.
That's when they invented gay people was on soap. I remember soap.
Hey, Bert, we went to a gay bar in December 76 in New York for 2 or 3 months. We go to a gay bar to see Mary Hartman.
That's where she was played
in a gay bar. Everybody would stop and watch it. Nobody else was watching it. But the gay people, they have a good sense of irony, and they got the manipulative satire of the show. But after a while, the main bouncer noticed that the hetero couple kept coming in every night, right on time of the TV show, and eventually realized that we were gay, and we were doing something else, which was not a normal buying beer or anything, so we were sort of banned after a while.
Now Carolyn is sort of a fag hag, we'll give you that, but the main part of the story is that Carolyn is the only person that could actually climb under the kitchen sink right now today and fit.
That's right, she can fit.
You can fit under it.
Wow.
Look at this, Dimitri says, good point, don't get tied down by any side, electric media will test us to see if we have any secondhand emotions, that's right. And Phil says, lemon meringue.
And send that chart on over quick. Ion, hurry up.
Right. And Minimax is pointing, quoting McLuhan, 1955, about the sea foam, the spume on the surface of the TV experience. The spume of images. Now, the word spume is a good word. Kojak, Lollipop Cop. There were lots of detective cop shows in the 70s and 80s. You know why there were, as McLuhan explained? Because the detective story is involving. You're watching something unfold about what,
yeah,
how did the murderer affect what causes cause it. So the stories are written backwards. They start with the solution, and then they unveil backwards the unfolding of finding out the solution. But you got to know the solution at the beginning of the show. And then somebody
I think we've already moved to the tailgate because it's starting to sound.
Yeah,
so you get carried.
Bob dominated. Yeah, we get Bob dominated.
As long as the jello holds out, it'll be great.
Great.
Now there's going to be 10 hours. 10 hours after 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern Standard Time, where everybody's going to have every question under the sun, moon, and goddamn stars they want to know. That's a good question. That's a good question. They want a question from us that we're supposed to type 99,243,614 words about. But I was going to say, it's okay, whatever. Yeah, good. Bob, you know, Bert won't tell you. Why do you think we will? Bert likes you as much as we do. We'll fire you.